Parental Advisory Warning. Parental Advisory Warning. The following episode may contain topics and strong language that are too explicit, which may not be suitable for some audience and inappropriate for children. Listener discretion is advised.
We honor you, we respect you, we never take you for granted for nothing.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord just for this brand new day. Somebody didn't get up on last night. Every time I look at the news, somebody getting killed. Especially these young black men. They don't know what they're doing. They are doing genocide on their own. And I'm telling you, our young women, the way they ain't gonna have no hook.
No.
That's the saddest part.
That's what the bad part about it is, seven women to one man. That's what that scripture meant.
Let us pray. Oh, grace and eternal God, we thank you today. We thank you just for allowing us to come here with a brand new day. A day you didn't have to give us coming from the foundation of the world. We thank you for this day. God, you're so awesome. You, the God that made the heaven and the earth. You're all living things. You're everything, stars, the moon. Oh, can nobody do like you. You're a great God. And we thank you. We thank you for watching over us all last night. We thank you for just blessing us, how you're going to cover us on the day as we go and come. And God, we pray for Felicia's daughter.
Yes,
we pray that she have the complete healing. And we thank you in advance and bless your word on today. Give us a word. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Today, our word what in the world is happening in America? What in the world? Happened in America. People of God, there is a question echoing across this land. It is being whispered in homes. It's being debated in workplaces. It's being shouted on television. It's being typed across social media. What in the world is happening in America? People are troubled by division. The Bible said, if you have division, they got Trump, they got the Republicans, they got the Democrats, they got the middle Tea Party, whoever in between. They're all against each other. Bible said that the house divided against itself. Don't stand. Do y'all know America is on its way out? Don't let all this stuff happen for, and they too divided to let this house stand. And they don't even know it because they don't know the word. That's sad.
Yeah.
And here we are, innocent people. But guess what? Good news. God got our back. Mm-hmm. Amen. You ain't got to be fearful. You ain't got to do nothing but live right. You say it and hold on to it by faith. Because that's all the enemy wants from you. He wants your faith. Amen. Now, this picture, some of y'all didn't see because I didn't have it up there, broke. But when you get changed, y'all look at this picture about people going to hell. They're just going off the cliff, right into hell. Take a good look at that picture.
Yeah.
And it said, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Yeah. Our name are in the book.
Right.
Your name in the book. People are troubled by division in America.
Yeah.
Troubled by violence. These young black men are killing each other just like they're drinking a cup of coffee every day. They're killing each other like they're smoking cigarettes, throwing away the butts. We really got to pray for our boys.
Yeah, because
they're
taking them out.
And here's what I'll be puzzled about. When all these shootings be happening, I'll be saying, is that the same person doing this or what? But I found out. Somebody told me, said, Jeff, got a lot of Chicago people up here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they got gangs up here. You ain't know.
Yes,
I said, what? They said they got gangs up here. And they're going against each other also. Trouble by violence. Trouble by confusion. Trouble by instability. Trouble of fear. But today I want to address that question. Not what in the world, but what in the world is happening. Because if we only look at the world, we will find anxiety. We have a man in the White House, it's the president. And this man got shit all out there talking about moving in on Iraq. This man, every time you look up, he talking about bombing somebody. This man is always talking about something that he shouldn't be talking about. This man is in the White House, and to make it so bad, the Republicans are covering up this stuff about them little kids. Look, and you know, ain't nobody went to jail but one man in the lake. And now they won't even investigate what really happened.
And that's the bad part about it. They put it all on Michael Jackson. And he didn't do nothing to them kids. Mm-hmm. Nothing to them.
Mm-hmm. You got Trump and them billionaires all up there. Ain't nobody important was in that group. Billionaires. They'll be ashamed of themselves. How are you going to be sitting with 11, 12-year-old girls? That's what they are. Now see, I'm blessed to tell y'all the truth. I'm so blessed. I worked in the public school for 20 years. All from high school to middle school to grade school, 20 straight years, I'm blessed. Because I never had a problem. One time I was working in South Division and one girl walked up to me and said, Mr. Coleman, I want to go home with you. I said, no, you want to go home with me because every time I look at you, I have to go walk once.
That's right.
I meant that.
That's right.
Oh, no, you want to. What I did was I went to the bathroom and put it in my book. Come back, I got it ready in the time and date and everything. What she said. I was blessed. Some people can't work around a lot of girls. Look, leave them underage girls alone.
And
the boy,
that
girl that How you gonna do 50 years and you already up in age? You know you probably ain't gonna get out no more.
When you get out, you'll be over 80 years old.
This is saints. We living in a terrible time.
Yeah.
I have to be honest with y'all, like I said, I'm too fine to mess with them little kids.
You got a fine wife over there.
I don't know about y'all.
And you got a daughter that will beat up anybody.
Y'all know I'm just messing with y'all.
But I don't think she was messing. Did you hear what she just said?
Yeah, I heard. Always here at home. Then when we go to the store, the lady walked up to me, just started talking to me, and Daniel come in. He's married. And she pushed me out. We just talking.
It don't matter. I didn't like how she was acting.
I looked.
I don't care. I did not like how she was acting and looking. She was acting and looking wrong.
She was just giving me a compliment about something. That's all she
did. It wasn't a compliment. It was not no compliment.
Because if we only look at the world, we will find anxiety. Amen. But if we look at the word, we will find understanding. The Bible already describes times like these. Go to 2 Timothy 3:17. 2 Timothy 3:1-7. The Bible always lets us know what's ahead. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. They hear. For men shall be lovers of their own self. Covetous. Prophetous. Proud. I just be playing with your hands. Blasphemers. disobedient to parents, unthankful. I never seen so many disobedient kids and killing their mother and their father. I never seen that this time ever. And it just ain't right. These black kids are so disobedient. And I'm going to tell y'all something. And I know why some parents don't touch you. Because if I touch you, I'm going to take you away from you. So you get out of my house and go eat. And I mean, don't you come back no more either. I ain't playing that. Don't you come back no more. Don't you come back. You're too grown for me. Blasphemy, disobedient to parents. Unthankful. You better have someone to tell you thank you. Every day you put food on the table, the Tina, they come in and they eat and get up and leave. Don't even say thank you, Mom, for the dinner. I don't know what's wrong with them. Unthankful. Got a brand new pair of Jordans, don't talk about you want another pair. Unthankful.
On your own.
Without natural affection.
You missed one. This is you one. Missed it. You missed one.
Oh, unholy. The parents today are not teaching their kids or letting them come to the church to learn the gospel. Now, I can't differ with that. So I was brought up in the church. The Lord called me in my 20s. I showed up, didn't believe. I said, curse God damn. When you ask me, tell me, what's your religion? I would go off on it. But God caught me in my early 20s. So some of them still have a chance. They got a chance, but they need to lead their kids while they're young. That stuff really would get into it. Danielle was little. I told y'all the story. Brenda be shouting. Dale be doing something. And she be popping at the same time. Pop. Sit down there. Playing with you. Yeah. Glory. That's all you got to do. Teach them to sit still and listen to the word. If they move around a little bit, you know, like missionary or some, you know, you. But what I do is, she know, I sit down and even be still. Yeah. Because I'm going
to
get you.
He took us to church when we were little, but we used to sleep. He was in church.
Exactly. We used to sleep.
He was there. You just stand there all.
And they're all saved.
He took all out. I took my boys, me and my sister, our kids.
Yep.
Well, they did. Made sure they weren't playing.
Yeah. Amen. Mm-hmm. Bring them young to church.
Yeah.
Without natural affection.
Nope, you missed again. You missed it again.
Number three.
Without natural affection.
Unthankful, unholy,
slanderers
without natural.
Maybe mine is reading different.
Young women will have their babies.
Yeah.
And as they bring their babies home, and some of them, they don't even hug their babies.
No, they don't.
That's without natural affection. Yeah. That don't make sense. They don't hold their baby.
Okay.
They don't talk to them babies. Uh-huh. If you start talking to that baby, when that baby in your womb, that baby is listening to you.
Yeah.
Don't leave that stuff about the folks talking about abortion because they can't hear you. You know what you're talking about. Yeah. I dare you to keep the gospel around and watch what happens when it should be there.
Yeah.
They ain't even. Look, how you not going to just want to hold your baby?
Okay.
That is without natural affection.
Yes, it is. Wow.
Truth breakers. Uh-oh. This is one here.
Truth breakers.
So, for instance, I tell you, Evangelist Yolanda, I need to talk to you.
Okay.
So, let's talk. I'm going to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
It's only between you and God.
All right, confidentiality.
It's between nobody else but me, you, and God.
Okay. Yeah. Amen.
All of a sudden, you step out, everybody knows.
And I know who I was talking to.
I know what the my God, what the hell? All on social media.
True breaker.
I can't stand that social media. Lord, help me, please tell me. I can't stand it. I ain't talking about nobody to go. Y'all do your thing, but I don't like it. My former pastor, before he died, years ago, Denny Brennan, he was in the class.
Way before social
media. It wasn't even out. He said, the social media that they're getting ready to do. He said, it's going to mess up a lot of people. And I looked at him like, what are you talking about? It hadn't came up.
Right.
But guess what? What he told us in that class, it's coming to pass.
Here it is. Amen.
False accusers. Mm. Yeah, I seen Pastor Coleman. He come out that woman's house. I don't know what he's doing. Bible study. What are you doing in there with that young woman like that?
Doing Bible study.
When I go to pray, my wife gonna be with me, especially that night.
You know?
Exactly.
One day, she come with me.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't gonna make, trick me up.
Amen.
I know
that. Hallelujah. They will.
I ain't got wise in the game.
Exactly.
I was young, I would mess up and sneak around. I ain't playing that game.
Amen.
I got too much at stake.
Hallelujah.
I ain't gonna end up in hell but a dog. Oh, no, not this dog.
Nope.
Shonda Barbershop has been serving the Milwaukee community since 2009. For over 15 years. Customer service is exceptionally pleasant and they are extremely patient with their customers. To schedule an appointment, please visit Shonda Barbershop on 5331 West Hampton Avenue or call 414-202-4756. Hairstyles and haircuts start at $60. That phone number again is 414-202-4756.
Oh, now this one, let's see if y'all know this. Incontinent. Y'all know what that is? You can't hold your urine. Incontinent. Look it up. You can't hold your, or you can't pass. You can't hold it. I looked it up. Look it up. I put this in here. I understand it now. Because as some of them get older, and you don't know the Lord, you're going to have problems.
Yep. Okay.
Fears.
Yep.
Fears. Okay. How in the world you going to think you fears? You can't be dealt with.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fears. Mm-hmm. And you, and I ain't going to tell him like Donald Trump, like he be talking big talk.
Mm-hmm.
Like he fears. He just, we're going to do this to them. They don't. They're going to hear from me. A man that just don't understand life to be saying stuff like that.
Yeah, he's a truth breaker.
More than that.
He's all that.
I can't say the word that really
okay, good. He's all this in the Bible, right there.
It sure is.
Everything you
have.
Despise of those that are good.
That's him too.
Anything that, now, all these years we done had the Black Holocaust Museum. Mm-hmm. We done got stuff all over about the 60s, the 70s, you know, about period, go back and look. What they did and mm-hmm. what happened, they trying to cover it up. They don't want their children to know how evil that their ancestors were. They don't need Columbus ain't no discovery, no America.
Nope.
America already here.
Right.
Yep. The Indians already came over here and took the Indians. There was some, guess what, there was some blacks there too.
Yeah.
I know because somebody pulled my coat to it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah.
So, they trying to hide.
All the dirt.
They taking stuff out of museums. I never seen this stuff. White man, don't teach this in the first place. Teach it. That's all. It ain't to hurt them. It's just history.
Yes, it is.
That's it.
That's it. Hallelujah.
He trying to put his name there.
But every dog got his day, son got two.
See how mad he is? Big terrorist. He got to pay them terrorists back.
Good. Love is a pleasure. Know what I mean? Traitor, headed, high minded. Love is a pleasure. More than love is of God. How you going to like more sex than God? You think you can trick that flesh? But they know
that.
Here
we are.
No throwing out to nobody.
Amen.
Women loving women.
The truth is the truth.
I don't know, man. Men hurt me so bad.
God created Adam.
Boy, I love my partner. You really do, don't you?
God created Adam.
To be out in the open doing that. Which, we ain't judging.
No.
But,
no.
But we know that's not natural.
Not a natural thing.
Having the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Having the form of godliness, acting like they deep, acting like they so saved. When you get behind closed doors, they deny the power. God can't do all that. He ain't doing all that stuff. He loves me. I'm in love with this other man.
You're
so wrong with you.
Exactly.
I pray to get out of
the
power.
Let me scroll up. Sorry. Here we go. 6.
For of this sort, they which creep. Oh, man. I should do it too.
Captain,
I used to creep into houses. And laid silly, scrap of silly women, laid with sin. I can talk about myself. I wasn't married then. I just dealt with a lot of women. I'll be talking that yang yang just to get in the house, and y'all know what I'm just trying to do yang yang. Ladies and gentlemen, I ain't
about it. I was one of them silly women.
Yeah.
Come on.
I ain't telling her nothing. So y'all laughing with this. Like the one girl, she was on the other side of the street. I said, hey, come got to talk to you. She came over. I said, girl, he came like a dog. I don't remember that one. That really happened.
Song came with her dad?
Really? Lady with sin. Mm-hmm. Led away with divers lust. Just lust. If you deal with that lust, get rid of
it.
That lust will mess you up.
Yes, sir. Fast.
You need to move. You need to fast and stay away from it. Ever learned and never able to come to knowledge. That's bad. To come to the knowledge of the truth.
Hallelujah.
Give me the truth.
Amen.
Y'all give me a minute. Wow. Not conformable times. Not conformable times. Not peaceful times.
Mm-hmm.
But perilous times, dangerous times, confusing times, stressful times, unable time, the condition, unstable time, the condition of society is not catching God off guard. There's nothing new under the sun.
It is everything. Hallelujah.
God saw this long ago.
Didn't catch him by surprise.
He spoke.
Yes, he did.
He warned us.
Yeah.
The symptoms we see were foretold by Paul's continuum. Man shall be loved of their own self.
Yeah.
Look around.
Okay.
Self-centeredness. Pride. Trump be sure. Pride. Anger. This man gonna talk about the Supreme Court because they didn't accept his chair of mess. They all food. This is food. They ain't Lord. Lord is what, man? What are you talking about? That's a separate branch from what you are. But you trying to take that over too.
All right, y'all.
That's all that's going on, y'all. He's fighting because he wanna take it over. If you don't believe it, Trump, they said, and I heard it, he said, Trump is gonna run for a third term. You can't run for the third term with Trump.
It's trying.
Y'all want to get attention.
That's why he's trying to take attention. Everything. He tried to take the house. He tried to do all that. He switch everything.
Just what?
When he going up against, he going up against these black women, honey. Yeah. They finna shut him down.
But he going down.
They going to the police. They finna shut all black women. They finna shut him down.
But he tore the White House down.
That I made, look in the ballroom.
Not even yet, but that made me see he's going to try to run.
Yeah,
why would he make a ballroom for the next president if he was not planning to
serve? He had the point. He ain't got to ask for that. He just
I'm saying for the next term. Right, you
next
know,
term. Yeah. Next term. That's where he got ice out there. Y'all pay attention.
Yeah.
Ice. Did y'all see how they good in all these places they said for the foreigners? Yeah. No, they ain't.
No.
Hey, but you're that's where a lot of folks are going.
That's where they are. Right here.
Yeah.
Right here in the United
States. We are the last generation, y'all. But God got our back. Hallelujah. Oh, weapon for the business of God. Every time we're in the business, God help me here. Shall be condemned. That's the heritage of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Self-centeredness. People are angry. Disobedience, lack of control, moral confusion, spiritual indifference. What we are witnessing is not really political tension.
All right.
It is a spiritual climate being revealed. A culture drifting further from God.
Yes.
Inevitable drift further from peace.
Yeah.
Trump don't care nothing about no peace.
Okay.
Trump and people out there with their little iron. They got everything out there. Are you going to wipe them out? What did you do in their country?
Yes.
But Trump doing that because he went, yeah, we did this. Y'all know how he did that. You know, and nobody did it like me in history. He brags, he brags, he brags. And I'm guessing I'm still praying for you. Well, I wouldn't. I'm going to intercourse, and I told God, I said, listen, don't let it work. Let it fail.
Amen.
Trump going to lose.
Hallelujah. Yes,
he's going to lose.
In the name of Jesus.
Because you cannot reject the Prince of Peace and respect societal peace.
All right.
Okay. America's greatest struggle is now economics.
Okay.
It is spiritual.
Yes, yes.
Hear this clearly. This is not first an economic crisis.
Okay.
Not first a political crisis.
Okay.
Not first a social crisis.
Okay.
It is a spiritual crisis. A crisis of identity.
Yes.
Truth.
Yes.
Values.
Yes.
Foundation.
Yes.
Reverence for God.
Hallelujah.
When God is removed from the center, something else always takes its place.
You better know it. Don't praise God.
When they took the prayers out of school,
yeah,
I put my hand to God, I said, I'll forgive.
Yeah.
And when he took it, and see, the principal liked me, and he would let me pray in the morning. It was 10 of us.
All right. Awesome.
I promise it. Not me, but God. And we should pray. After we prayed, well, we locked that school. We locked down. Mm-hmm. And the Mexicans, I found the difference between Mexicans and Puerto Ricans. I did not know until I got over there.
Right.
So, Mexicans, they were called the Mexican Posse. Okay. They still around.
Oh, yeah, they still
but
around.
They were bad back in that time. They was killing people, drive-bys. We was all on the ground outside the school. They were shooting at each other. So what happened is, after the principal, can I talk with him?
Yes, sir.
He said, go ahead. So all of them came to our turn. I went all the Mexicans. They came, and we started talking. And come to find out, the reason why they really were so bad, because they were getting no respect. Respect is a big thing to them. Mr. Cole, they don't respect. I said, I don't care what they do. We respect you. I said, let me ask you, can we make this a place of peace? Can we call it truth? Not in here?
Right.
Senor?
Okay.
They said, Mr. Cole, you have been the only security that talks to us.
All right. See?
And they see me walking to the Mexican restaurant. I used to walk every day. We see you. We respect you because you respect us.
Awesome.
I said, all I ask you, let's make this church sit. That's all I ask you. Right. And they did. The principal, Mr. Copeland's man, it wasn't Mr. Copeland, it was God.
All right.
Get that off me. That was God. That was the real people. I sure did do nothing.
You do nothing.
Almost did. Something else that always had to take its place. And whatsoever replaces God become an unstable foundation. Shaking his biblical patterns. Look at Hebrews 12 and 26.
All
right. I'm getting ready to get out of here.
You want me to go there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 12, 26.
Okay.
26. Whose voice did shook the earth?
Okay. Hallelujah.
I got to kiss Daniel when she moved.
But now,
he has promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not the earth only, but also shake him.
Hey.
And this word, yet once more, signifies the removal of those things that are shaken.
Uh-huh.
As the things that are made that of those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Go to the next
verse. Okay, now.
Wherefore,
yes.
Receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved. Hallelujah. Heaven cannot be moved.
Hallelujah.
That's our home. That's where we're going.
Yes.
Live with the King for eternity.
Yes.
Now, do you think that I'm going to give up my salvation for some woman? Before y'all know, y'all been there, no, you got the wrong man. I learned from him.
All right now.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
the
hell is real.
And ain't no cocaine, nothing else. Don't shake me.
Yeah,
you go back.
Real, you
got to
know it.
That's it. I ain't going back. No, no.
Amen.
I was hooked on that stuff. I was hooked smoking cocaine. I was hooked.
Yeah.
The dope man was right next to my house, was here, and then here. And then little Rob, he said, Jeff, I'm going to watch you. If you come and watch this door for me, I'll take care of you real good.
Okay,
me and you, we smoke all night once we close.
Right.
And that's what we're doing. I couldn't even get past his house. Listen, I got my check. I'm walking up the street. And you know I'm going home. I'm going home with this. And got to his house and turned.
Oh,
my God. Couldn't even make it home. But when God delivered
me,
so when you found you need deliverance.
Yeah.
I was so thankful and grateful. I'm still thankful and grateful.
No.
I don't need none of it. God delivered me from it all.
Hallelujah.
I used to smoke weed like this, no sinners. Hallelujah. He delivered me. Wherefore we receive a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably, which reverence of godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire.
That he is.
Amen.
That he is.
That those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Shaken reveals foundation. Shaken exposes priority. Shaken separates what is eternal from what is temporal.
You know?
When a nation shakes, God is not destroying, God is rebuilding. Fear is spreading. Because trust is misplaced.
Alright.
Many are afraid because their security is tied to markets, governments, system, leaders, comfort, stability, AI.
Alright.
But everything built on human systems will eventually tremble. Paul declared. Psalm 27. I got to read. Some trust in chairs. Some trusting horses.
Right.
We will remember the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Our high top.
Yes.
Our help, our friend.
Yes.
Amen. Might transition some trust in the institution, some trust in the countries, some trust in politics, but believers trust
in God.
Yeah. The battle is deeper than the headline. But we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
No.
We must not misidentify the enemy. The enemy is not a political party, not a social group, not people who disagree with us.
Okay.
There's a spiritual battle influencing minds, emotions, fear, division, hostility, deception. Division is one of the enemy's greatest weapons. I told y'all, when they divide, the house divides itself. That's why America has to fall. One thing I want to reassure y'all, I'm not going to fear, I'm not going to none of that. I'm going to stand my ground.
Amen.
If we happen to be caught in some of the tribulation, they say, if you don't, you're going to the house of God to pray on. We're going to keep it, but I'm going to carry none. You're a fool if they don't deny his name. I deny your name. Do what you're going to do. Ain't planning.
Do it, Mabel. Do it.
In the grace weapon, because a divided people are a wicked people. Chaos does not mean God has lost control. Let's anchor ourselves. Isaiah 14:10. My counsel sustained. I'm coming through trouble. And I will do all my pleasure. Heaven is not reacting. Heaven is ruling. God is not adjusting events. Events are unfolding under the sovereignty. What looks like disorder to us is never disorder with God. Hard seasons often precede awakening. History describes a breed. Comfort rarely produces revival. But crisis shake people away. Look at Judges. As Israel dripped in trouble, came, people cried out, God send deliverance. The cycle after cycle. God always came to.
Amen.
We think it's going to be better. What in the world is happening in the world? We thank God. I know everybody in this house.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have any feedback for us, email the Red Blonde Fox at blackdarkrebel@gmail.com. Don't forget to share and subscribe to the Red Blonde Fox to receive notifications on our latest episodes. Remember, you are who you are because God made you. This your girl, Red Blonde Fox.